And we're heading south now to Cork. And Cian McCormack is there getting reaction to Trump's tariffs. Three major Cork employers, Apple, Eli Lilly and Johnson & Johnson, all name-checked by President Trump last night. Nothing on pharma tariffs yet. Cian, what's the reaction there this morning?
Well, you know, Mary, people are really only digesting these Trump tariffs now. And, you know, we won't be going into the detail because you've been doing that on the programme already. But the 20% blanket tariff on EU goods will be extremely challenging for food and drink exporters here down in Cork. And there's also a deep sense of uncertainty about the potential impact on pharma, which employs 14,000 people here. Pharma, it's exempt from the tariffs, but it's still very much in the crosshairs of the Trump administration. Now, later in the programme, we'll be hearing from the CEO of Cork Chamber, Conor Healy. But I'm joined here now by the Irish Independent's Southern correspondent, Ralph Regal, and Dr. Michael J. O'Mahony, who's head of the Department of Process, Energy and Transport at Munster Technological University in Cork. But first, Ralph, the food and drinks industry here must be reeling this morning.
Yeah, very much so, Cian. And I think on the basis of the fact that not only are they being hit by a 20% tariff, but some of their major competitors, such as New Zealand, are only being hit by a 10% tariff. So in a business where margins are exceptionally important, that's going to have very, very serious implications. Bear in mind the fact that Ireland exports about €1 billion worth of dairy to the US. We also export about €1 billion worth of spirits.
So it'll be felt here in Cork?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're talking, Midleton is the home of Irish distillers. You have some of the biggest dairy producers also based in the south, not just in Cork, but like across Munster. So all of those will be looking very nervously at markets. And of course, remember, Kerrygold is one of the best selling butter brands on the US market.
Now, we know about the 20% tariff on European goods. Pharma won't be hit by this. That's some relief in the short term, but at the same time, pharma could be targeted going forward in the coming weeks. We just have to see what happens. There are 23 firms engaged in pharmaceutical manufacturing here in Cork. So sketch out how deep the roots of pharma go here.
Well, I'm old enough, Cian, that I remember the impact on Cork of Ford's and Dunlop's and Varomi Dockyard closing in the 80s. And the reason that the blow wasn't as severe as it could have been was thanks to pharmaceuticals. And really, since then, pharmaceuticals have soared to become almost like an insulation blanket in terms of the Cork economy. There's 14,000 people employed here. Irish pharmaceutical exports last year were over €100 billion. 45% of all the exports in Ireland by value are pharmaceuticals. If you remember 20 years ago when Viagra was the best-selling drug on the Irish market, on the global market, the active ingredient in that was called sildenafil. And sildenafil was being manufactured in Ringaskiddy. And sildenafil, by weight, was worth more than gold or platinum.
Well, look, is it a concern that President Trump has name-checked Apple, Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly, all who are here in Cork? He was mentioning their future investments in the US. Is that a concern?
I think it is. I think not in the immediate term, because pharmaceuticals very different to, say, electronic companies and stuff, in that they have a very, very long development period. I mean, some US companies have announced investments in the US, some pharmaceutical companies, over recent weeks, but those decisions were taken months and years ago. So I think the concern is going to be on the medium to long term. If Cork plants lose out on future expansions or future investments, the concern for the medium to long term is going to be quite high.
Well, Michael J. O'Mahony, you're the head of Process, Energy and Transport at Munster Technological University here in Cork. MTU provides a pipeline of graduates for the companies that we're talking about. The name checking of these companies, though, is it a concern?
It is a concern, but I think, as Ralph just mentioned, these companies have been embedded in the Cork region for 40 years. We've a unique ecosystem here in Cork, involving the industry, involving MTU, the universities, the further education institutes, the second level schools, the IDA. That isn't put in place overnight. And I think we've got great strengths. And notwithstanding the fact that in the longer term there are challenges, the best way we can respond is to be more competitive. It's still a global marketplace, notwithstanding tariffs. And we have to bear in mind as well that our students are very versatile. You know, we had Ford here, we had Dunlop, but we reinvented ourselves. We have a constant ability to do that. We are agile as a nation. And I think that's one of the unique abilities. It's a small nation, but we talk to each other and we can get things done quickly.
Dr. Michael J. O'Mahony from Munster Technological University in Cork and Ralph Regal from the Irish Independent, thanks for joining us here on the banks of the Lee this morning.